Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an Hakim mentioned such men and women, that those men who in the world, on this earth, those people who according to Allah ta'ala's preference and desire do good deeds, and such women who live in the world and according to Allah ta'ala's preference and desire do good deeds, and such men who according to Allah ta'ala's desire and preference leave the sins, refrain from bad actions, and such women who according to Allah ta'ala's desire and Allah ta'ala's liking and preference leave bad actions and sins, in the hereafter when they arrive, in other words, they leave the sins, not just doing A and leaving out B, in other words, doing good deeds but not leaving the sins. No, both have to be done. According to Allah Ta'ala's desire and preference, we should do amal, actions, and according to Allah Ta'ala's desire and preference, we should reject the sins. Not our preference, not our liking, not our criteria, rather Allah Ta'ala's criteria, not our nafs, not our desires. It should be Allah Ta'ala's preference. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has told us to do, we practice. What Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from, we leave. When both of these are implemented, these both principles, Allahu Akbar, and such men and women who do these, when they arrive to the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned there will be an announcement for them. The Quran will announce in its own language, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. Such men and women, an announcement will be made by Allah Ta'ala that, oh, fortunate men and women, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا, come, enter, and for eternal life go into paradise, such an abode, come into the gardens, come into paradise, come into Jannah, which is forever and forever yours. It is yours for you to abide in. And this is a great, great result for an individual. And when those men and women, those women and men, when they enter into paradise, and they will see the beautiful open plains and fields and environment of Jannah, they'll see the scenes of Jannah, of paradise, and with shukr, with gratitude, they will say hamd to Allah. Oh Allah, we are grateful to you that we spent a little bit of time in the world according to your preference and your desire. And what a great reward you've given to us. What a great reward you've given to us. Such a beautiful abode you have set aside for us. A reward, as a Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he presented a scene of paradise. He narrated that when the people of paradise will enter into Jannah, it will be announced that, O people of paradise, Jannatis, here there's no illness, there is eternal good health. And here in paradise, there's life upon life upon life. Here there is no death, there is no cessation of life. Here in paradise there's no illness, there's eternal health, no death, no fikr, no worry, no poverty, no extreme hunger. Now you have come here, there is youth, youthful exuberance, no old age. All of the ni'mas in paradise, these are those ni'mas that will never have a zawal. There will be no sunset on these ni'mas. There will be no dimming of these ni'mas. And a person, for example, in life, we have khawf, fear about death. Every time we're thinking about death, when am I going to die? I don't want to die. If I sneeze, maybe I've got a flu, death is going to come. Stomach pain, maybe death. All of the fear, it will end in Jannah, in paradise. What a beautiful point Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this Quran for the ummah. And further Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ مِنْ أَبَاهُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. This is the verse, isn't it, that you've probably seen in the Quran and read in the Quran. This is a beautiful tafsir. Hazrat Sayyid bin Jabir radiallahu anhu has done tafsir of this ayah. Allah Ta'ala make it that me and you, we can go into Jannah. So when the people get to Jannah, everything will be there for them. And what reason will they go for into paradise? Do you know what the reason is? Allah Ta'ala says two reasons that they lived according to Allah Ta'ala's desire, and they followed the path according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. And do dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us this, and say Ameen from the heart. So, what a great, you can say, reward for this. A little bit of life, if a person controls himself, aligns himself, what a beautiful reward, just according to Allah Ta'ala's desire, and Allah Ta'ala's preference. What Allah Ta'ala has given us as a route. Now, a person reaches to Jannah, and Allah says in the Quran, Allah's Kitab says, that when you will enter into Jannah, the people will say, everything will be there. Everything will be present. And Allah will say that they're looking here, left and right, or around themselves. This is the meaning of the hadith that I'm presenting to you. So Allah Ta'ala will see them, and Allah Ta'ala will be proud of the Jannatis. And Allah Ta'ala will be proud of those people who reach to Jannah. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, oh my people of paradise, you're looking for something, you're searching for something. And then the Jannati will speak. The person of paradise will say, where's my wife? There's Jannah, but where's my wife? Where's my partner? Where are my children? Where's my mother? Where's my father? The Jannati is saying this. This is the hadith, isn't it? Allahu Akbar. Man abahum wa azwajuhum wa dhurriyatihim. He will ask Allah, where's my family, my relations? I can't see them. Then it will be announced. Allah Ta'ala will say, the situation is such that you are my friend, and people used to say to you, you're a wali of Allah, you are pious, good deeds, and I liked the deeds you committed in the world. And all you did is what? That you used to live your life in accordance with my preference and nothing else. You used to control your life and correct your life and create the mechanism, framework, that if a person, according to Allah Ta'ala's desire, prays 5 times a day and rejects the sins, doesn't need to pray tahajjud or nawafil or voluntary actions or voluntary fasts or mujahidah or struggle. He can do hajj once in a life if he's got the means, according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. And 30 fasts in Ramadan, he keeps the fast of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, then he will be the person in paradise that is being mentioned here. It's not some super special individual who has to do mujahidat. Allah Ta'ala says, according to my design. What is Allah Ta'ala's desire? That is encapsulated in the faraid, in the compulsory deeds. 5 times a day salah, as I desire. What does Allah Ta'ala desire? Allah Ta'ala desires us to pray salah in the masjid. Not fajr, we're sleepy, eyes don't open, and we pray salah in our bedroom, next to the bed, next to the mattress, when the eye opens in the morning and we have nothing else to do. Then we have a bath and then we go out into the dunya. And then we leave salah and we pray salah when we want. This is not the preference of Allah. The preference of Allah is that Allah says, whatever is the situation of yours in the day, you have to pray 5 times salah in the masjid. Doesn't matter what you have to give up. This is Allah Ta'ala's desire. And what about sin? Look how easy is Islam. We think Islam is hard. You have to be walis of Allah. And Jannah is for the super special elite group. And Jannatu yadkhuluna, Allah Ta'ala says. That Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu hadith of his comes to mind. About what, over what would Allah Ta'ala give Jannah? Allah Ta'ala will give. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that there will be a tree in Jannah. A tree. What a beautiful hadith. A unique hadith praising Jannah. There will be a tree in paradise. And what is the status of that tree? That the person, man, and Hazrat Abu Huraira gave the sign, he gave the sign, that the sign of the tree will be the man, with these two fingers he will point, and the tree will be special. It won't give of fruits, it will give nothing else. The quality of that tree will be such that as soon as the person points to it with the two fingers, straight away he will realize what is the desire of that person, and according to the desire, beautiful dress will come out, attire. And beautiful rewards will come out from that tree. So this is amazing hearing this, isn't it, for us? But alhamdulillah, this is nothing in Allah Ta'ala's, within Allah Ta'ala's power. Is this something? Nothing. Today's science, we put science in front of us, equations and formulas and tests, and we think, oh, amazing. But when the words of Jannah come, this will happen, and we start laughing, oh, how can this happen? We doubt. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala will make a tree like this. He has made a tree. The sign, it will usher, as Abu Huraira ushered with the fingers. Why? Because Rasulullah says, Musa ushered like this with the fingers. So he distributed the hadith to us like this, that this way the Jannati, and then all of the treasures and the jewels will come out from the tree, and he will wear beautiful attire and he will take the jewels. And this will be our demand, that I want this from you, O tree. Not without a reason. We will want these things there. Just like here, when we want something, we attain it and we get very happy. So there in Jannah will be the same. Every Jannati, he won't have this. Only that person who lived his life according to Allah Ta'ala's desire in this world, he will get those rewards in the hereafter. So as I was saying, As the Saint Jabir radiallahu anhu said that my mother, he will say that the person in general will say, where's my mother, my father, my relations? And Allah will say that all your relatives, your wife, your children, but you were my friend and you had good ibadah and they did not practice like you. They could not practice like you and they won't be here. They're not here in paradise. So Allah's rahmah, mercy, then the Jannati will speak with the blessings and the permission of Allah. The Jannati will speak. And you'll say, Allah, that's fine. I accept that their ibadat, their worship, their status wasn't high enough for them to reach paradise. But the practice I did, and the hajjud I used to pray, tahajjud and the tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran, voluntary actions and dhikr, adhkar I spent my life in, and I used to remember you all the time and wake up in the night and cry. In reality, Allah, that within all of these deeds, I used to include my relations. For them to get the reward, I used to include them in my du'as, in my prayers. I used to include them in my efforts. Allah Ta'ala says, is that so? Then okay, they will also enter paradise with you. Mother will go as well, on the same station, the same level as that wali wala, the friend of Allah, the person who entered paradise. What a great maqam and station. His mother will come, his father will come, his wife will come, his children will come, and little children we see wandering around who are our flesh and our blood, and they will come to Jannah also. And another point here to mention in passing by, that after reaching Jannah paradise, the hurs will come, but the wife will be remembered. Remember this, that, oh, if only she can come, you know, my poor woman, my poor wife. Or the other way around, she will think that if he can come, all our life, 20, 25, 30 years, 40 years, she works hard for you, makes chapati for you, makes masala for you, and dishes for you, and you're running after the hurs in Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala is merciful. Allah Ta'ala maintains the love of the wife and the husband in Jannah. That, ah, if you get the hurs, but then you will bump into the new partners. Allah Ta'ala says, no, I want that love to exist. And we learn this from hadith, that whoever you love here in the world, that love does not break. It continues to exist. Those children you love here in the world, in Jannah, you will also remember those children. That love will be consistent and it will continue into Jannah. Now another point here comes, that Allah Ta'ala's friend, Allah's wali, who is pious, upright individual. And if you have such a relationship with people in the world, for example, a wife of a person, a wife of a man, and that relationship will continue hereafter, or the mother and the father of a wali, or children of the wali, then don't worry about the world, my friends. The status of the world has become what? Wealth today. Wealth. Mother and father prefer that child who is pious, or is hafidh of Quran. Leave that. In opposition to that, the child who earns more money, whose shops are running and flourishing, and the notes that are coming out of the machine, he's my son, he makes the nice big house. And that other person who is practicing and maybe doesn't earn as much in the world, they put him down, they ridicule him, trod on him. So dunya is what a person values today. Oh, his husband, he earns that much. And the wife, they look at that person, that man who makes more money and distributes the wealth in the world. But most fortunate and lucky is that person, most lucky is that wife. Doesn't matter if she has no wealth, but she has such a husband who is pious and abid, who is upright, who lives a good life. Such a mother and father who get a son or a daughter who doesn't earn, who don't work, they're fakirs. But alhamdulillah, they are good, they are worshipping, they're pious, and they save themselves from sin. So those are the fortunate people who have good wives or husbands or children or parents like this. So when it happens to that person, this is not an insignificant thing. That person will extract the relations from possibly the punishment and take them into paradise. So parents who have good children, we should have hope for them, for the children. Allah, we are grateful to you. We don't need money from our children, no job, no career. We have attained the biggest wealth and treasure in the world, in the universe. Allah, we are grateful to you. We've got the piety due to which, subhanAllah, the children, the offspring will take the parents into Jannah. And another point to mention in passing, that to love the pious people does not go empty handed. In the hadith is mentioned the pious people, the walis, if we love them, even if they're not our blood relations, and if we love them here in the world, or they love you, if a wali wala loves us and we love them truthfully, honestly, and we serve them with honesty and sincerity, with love, then that will not go empty handed. When that person, pious person, will go into paradise, just like the people his blood relations he will remember, in the same way he will remember those people who used to serve him in the world, who used to love him, who used to attach their hearts to him, who used to travel with him, or who used to go alongside with him in parallel and assist him in the hard times. how will he forget them in the hereafter? The hadith mentions and bears witness that those people who love the Waliwala in the world, or the Waliwala love them in the world, then they will be together in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala will also enter those people on the same rank and level in Jannah, in paradise. Amazing. Amazing. So what is this due to? Two things. When the person of paradise, the inhabitant of paradise, what should he do? He should live his life in this world, planet earth, according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. We should practice according to Allah Ta'ala's preference and desire, and we should leave the sins according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. The angels, the malaikatu, yadkhulu alayhim min kulli bab. Aha, this verse continues. So what will happen then? That Allah Ta'ala will give the relations, they will join him in paradise, and then all of the angels, so many of them, they will come towards that insan. From every side, min kulli bab, from every door of Jannah, they will come towards him, and there will be so much crowd of angels coming to greet the inhabitant of paradise, to see him, to do his ziyarah, to welcome him. They say, Assalamun alaykum. This is Quran I'm reading. Subhanallah. Salamun alaykum, O inhabitant of paradise. This is what they will say on their tongues. Salamati, salamati, peace, welcome, greetings. Look at this man or woman who have come into paradise. Greetings, welcome. Imagine the rank of that person. Why? Just a few days of life in this world. If we assign it to Allah and live our life according to His desire. Two things to do. We have to live according to Allah's desire, practice and do worship according to Allah Ta'ala's desire, and leave the sins according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. And the angel will say, salamun alaykum, welcome, welcome, greetings, greetings. All around Jannah, the angels, masses of them, millions of them, welcome, welcome. They'll say, why shouldn't it happen? You're welcome, O inhabitant of paradise. Why shouldn't you get this station of Jannati? Why shouldn't Allah Ta'ala prefer you and like you and give you all the rewards? Why not? Why not? Bima sabartum. You are that individual. You are those people in the world. We know the world that you came from. The life on earth was a trap. It was a net. There was attractions. There were attractions. There was deception. There was delusion. There was darkness. And you saved yourself across all the nettles and the thorns. And the nafs used to invite you to bad, to sin, and to the bad desires and the sins. Your nafs would attract you, when your nafs would drag you, when the world would force you to do wrong, and which was in opposition to Allah Ta'ala's desire. Bima sabartum. Subhanallah. What did you do? You suppressed your desires and you lived your life according to Allah Ta'ala's desire. You used to chain and shackle your desires, and you had sabartum, bima sabartum, and you used to control your ego. And you just, no. And you could see other people in the world, and they used to say to you, oh, you do it as well. What difference does it make? Just follow the crowd, follow the leader. Your nafs would drag you, your ego would drag you, people would drag you. Oh, break this law of deen, of Islam. What difference does it make? But you said, no, I'm not going to do this. Doesn't matter what happens, I will die, but I won't do this wrong action. I will not leave the good deeds. I will not go towards the sin. And the angels say, welcome, welcome. You lived your life in this way, with this framework, and you pleased Allah. Bima sabartum, and you had difficulties. You overcame obstacles, and you used to overcome your ego and fight your ego, and you used to suppress your desires, the wrong desires, and you used to have pain, physical and spiritual pain, and those pains that you overcame, the pain that you overcame, don't worry, that is not for waste. فَنِعْمُ عُقُبَ الدَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala says, look, forever and forever, Allah Ta'ala has given you the ajr, forever and forever more. Subhanallah. So this is a small verse, short verse that came into my mind. I just read this today and I thought I'd discuss this with the brothers. So alhamdulillah, what a beautiful Quran, the sketch that it has given to us. And I haven't prepared a speech, I didn't want to give a lecture, nothing. And subhanallah, and I thought, fine, we'll just read this today. And I enjoyed it, have yaqeen, a certainty, all day long I just read this verse. Believe me, when I sat down to read Quran in the morning, this verse came from, wallahi, I swear by Allah, I did not leave this verse. I tried to continue according to my mu'amalat to fulfill them. I swear by Allah, I couldn't. I just stayed and swirled around this verse. Just contemplated this verse. The few moments Allah Ta'ala has given life, just a few moments, that when a person will go into paradise, he won't even remember the 60, 70 years he lived. Just like the wind, all the difficulties, they will fly away. Bima sabartum, Allah Ta'ala says, that when he sees all of the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has given him, subhanallah, such rewards that the children, the relations, the family will come with us. Subhanallah, they didn't have ibadah, no tahajjud. But Allah Ta'ala says that love is there. Doesn't matter how much the child is disobedient, but the father loves the child. Doesn't matter how much the wife is disobedient, but he even then raises the hands, does dua for the wife. isn't it? So when a person goes into Jannah, his hal will be such that even if he gets Jannah, you'll say, where am I? Where's my paradise? Where's my maqam? Where are my poor relations? And he'll be sitting somewhere. Allah Ta'ala says, no, it cannot be that you are my beloved follower and creation, and here I will also give to you what you desire. So we should try, we should have courage, we should make effort. Let's do dua to Allah, have trust in Allah, strengthen our relationship with Allah and connection with Allah, whatever is according to Allah's desire. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارُ Allah Ta'ala says. The angels say that Allah Ta'ala has given you beautiful, beautiful rewards that will never finish. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the life that we have wasted in this world. So let's make the niyyah today. Because the angels are said, they will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. O believer, peace be upon you because you have persevered. How excellent this fulfillment in the hereafter. So we should live our life morning according to Allah's desire, afternoon according to Allah's desire, evening we should practice according to Allah's desire, night we should practice according to Allah's desire. Alhamdulillah. And we will be successful. We will unlock the key, the lock. Allah Ta'ala says, I like a person who is soft, tender hearted. Allah Ta'ala likes the balanced way. Allah Ta'ala has given us faraid, compulsory actions. Do them. Two things. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. That's it. Allah Ta'ala's obedience and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's obedience. And these two things we have to fulfill in our life and nothing else. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said pray tahajjud or read Quran all day long or keep the fast. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that go overboard and so hard become the life you know. Allah Ta'ala has not put that demand for us. Nothing will be asked. Nothing. Deen is such, Allah Ta'ala says, that what is the reason that we don't come towards the deen? Allah Ta'ala says the practice of deen is due to muhabbat and love. When love comes in the heart, passion comes into the heart, then the heart does not feel like leaving Allah Ta'ala's deen and principles and practice. All of these signs and principles are for the lovers of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that five times the salah he prays and he's my lover. He doesn't want to leave the deen. And he says that I still don't feel the taste. Allah says, don't be worried, don't be distressed. I give you nafal ibadah. I give you nafal ibadah. So you can fulfill the loss. But people like me were broken. But if they fulfill these five things, the five compulsory actions, Allah Ta'ala says, even then I promised you Jannah. SubhanAllah. So my brothers, let's do dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala gives us a true heart and we understand the deen of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the deen and amal we should do correctly in our lives. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Recite the Durood Sharif.